Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Drinking by a mountain, staying in a light, Leonard Bernstein, me and Matt Grassnap, Lenny Wilson, Lester Bank, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, idiotic patriotic slam, but that's
right.
The one person that can make you feel fine, even if it is the end of the world. Barb Adams.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to America Now. I'm Barb Adams. Thanks so much for joining me for this hour of the show. If you just happen to be tuning in, glad to have you. And remember, you can listen to this or any of my shows in their entirety on my website, RadioAmericaNow.com, under archives. Well, during this hour, I'll be speaking with Stacy Couch about her incredible journey out of the world of science into the vast shamanic realms of creativity and inspiration. Stacy's written about her transformation and experiences in her book, Gracious Wild, A Shamanic Journey with Hawk. Stacy's a certified shamanic practitioner, naturalist, archetypal consultant, and author, working as a publicist and journalist for the planet. She's also a published scientific author and has a degree in ecology, evolution, and conservation biology. In addition, she's the founder of Wild Gratitude, a shamanic practice that offers individual healing, spiritual consulting, and workshops. If you'd like lots more information, visit her website, wildgratitude.com. Stacy, welcome to America Now.
Yeah, thank you. Really excited to be here.
Well, thank you for joining me this evening. You know, your book is beautifully written and a wonderful example of the connection we all have with nature and all things supposedly wild. Give us a bit of your background as to why Gracious Wild and how you got into this and what it's about.
Well, I, like the name says, I have much gratitude. I'm very, very grateful for my time and experience in the wild. I grew up just absolutely in love with the outdoors, but I lived in suburbia, so I read a lot about animals and nature, and that led me to really want to have a career where I could be outside working with animals, either directly or indirectly doing research. And so that's how I ended up getting a conservation biology degree, but I still ended up finding something was missing, and I was having these mystical experiences that I couldn't explain. There was something going on besides just what I could sense and explain with my scientific mind, and that's what led me into the world of shamanism.
So, Stacy, then what inspired you to go ahead and write this book?
I always wanted to write a book. Since I was a child, I knew at some point in my life I would write a book. I did not know that it would be a memoir. That would have been maybe the last I would have expected I'd write. But I woke up one morning and all the chapter titles were in my head, and I knew that this was the book that I had to write. So that was the prompting. The overall inspiration was that I just had a couple of years that were just really, really rich with encounters with hawks, and also my awakening into shamanic knowledge and wisdom. All of that paired together, I was fascinated by everything that happened. I was flooded with tons of synchronicities where different things that were connected by cause and effect were showing up regardless. I was seeing something in a dream and then having it happen the next day, and that was happening on a regular basis. So it was just a really rich time, and then also the animals. I really felt like I could give them a voice through this story. So
Stacy, you ended up doing your research on an island where you were alone. Speaking of synchronicity, now that you look back at everything, how do you see your doing the research on this island where you were alone and encountering these hawks, how it influenced your journey?
Yeah, I actually had a different idea of it before I went out to the island. thought it was my life's mission to help save an endangered species from the brink of extinction, which I did. I was part of that, and that the foxes that were there, they eventually were released into the wild and are now roaming free. So I was able to help and participate with that. But really, the big piece is I didn't know that I was going on a vision quest, really, is what happened. And encountering my inner self and all of the chatter in my mind, I also got a chance to encounter silence. And I also got a chance to really feel and know myself as a part of the natural world during my encounters with these wild hawks that were living on the island. So there was much more there for me than I expected going in.
At what point, Stacy, did you start to realize you were on this vision quest, that this was about a journey for you?
I don't think I realized until years later, to be honest. I was just trying to get through and trying to stay positive and be with the experience. I really did want to retreat away from it at times, but I really held myself there and made sure to milk it for as much as I could. But I didn't understand a lot of what was going on, both in me and around me at that time, till years later when I started to learn more about spiritual path and about the idea of initiation in shamanism. That's when it all started to come together. Oh, that's what happened to me. I started to have the words to explain it later on.
Yeah, maybe for those listening in, Stacy, explain what shamanism is.
It is a spiritual practice. So definitely not a religion, but more so a spiritual practice. It's a container for any worldview. So if somebody's Buddhist or Hindu or Christian or pagan, they can bring any of those practices into a shamanic, any of those beliefs into a shamanic practice. So it works wonderfully that way. It's an ancient healing modality and also a way in which on a soul level that we can communicate with and relate with the natural world.
Yeah, and you talk about the soul a lot with shamanism. It deals a lot with soul loss and soul retrieval, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So maybe we can get into just a little bit about that then. You know, what do you exactly, when we talk about soul loss, let's start there. What's soul loss?
First, we have to go back, even back before that, right, and think about what is the concept of soul, what is our soul, and I think everybody has their own individual answer, but I love the idea that Michael Singer talks about, that it's the indwelling consciousness that watches the mind and the heart and the body come and go. So it's this timeless piece of ourselves. So how do we lose a part of that? That happens through trauma. And it can be an outward external trauma to our body or losing something important in our lives. It can also be an emotional, mental, or spiritual trauma that we can experience soul loss through. But basically part of our personal power or our essence, part of our soul, who we are in our immortal self, goes into these other realms in a shamanic perspective. It's similar to dissociation in psychology, but different in that we're not just looking at a part of the psyche going into some random or unknown unconscious area. It's actually part of our soul, part of our being that is lost into other realms or other worlds.
Yeah, and these realms, I think what people need to understand, these realms can be accessed. And I think part of why you wrote this book was to help people understand that we all have the ability to be able to access these realms.
Yes, I am all about direct revelation. So I really want people to, I teach how to do shamanic journeying, and I really want people to be empowered to engage with the mystical realms on their own. And I help do that on behalf of people as part of my healing practice, but I think that, yeah, to be able to do it on a regular basis as part of a spiritual practice is a really important thing.
Yes, it is. All right, we're going to be heading to a break here, Stacy. So when we continue, we will be talking more about Gracious Wild, a shamanic journey with hawks. We'll be right back. Barb Adams here. I'm being rejoined this hour by my author friend out in Los Angeles, Ken Goldstein. Ken's the author of This Is Rage and the soon-to-be-released Endless Encores. Ken, you know, many top Republicans and presidential candidates have made comments regarding the Confederate flag, especially with South Carolina's early primary status. Should this be a political issue?
It's going to be a political issue because people rally behind it. They're passionate about it. They're emotional about it. And what do you got? You got 16 people running for the GOP nomination. They're going to do everything they can to get votes. But look at what Governor Nikki Haley did. She stood up and said, this thing is coming down. And so the question is, are you pandering for votes? Are you standing up for something that you believe in? And you have to look at that in your leaders. You know, are they going to do anything they can to get their votes and play to your emotions? Or do they stand for something? Do they understand civil rights? Do they believe in what they say? And so I think our leaders, the ones that we should believe in, are the ones who believe in what they're saying.
So after 150 years since the end of the Civil War, there may finally be enough support down there in South Carolina, especially, to finally consign the Confederate flag to the past then.
I hope we are in a progressive period. I hope civil rights are being broadly adopted. I hope sensitivity to symbols that you know, dig up old hatred are put away forever. But there's always going to be a minority there who doesn't get with the program. And I sure hope the politicians don't have to appeal to them to get elected, because those aren't leaders. Those are just people who do anything to keep their job.
Yeah, well, I think all we can say is that the flag was created by an army raised to protect slavery, revived by a movement in defense of segregation, and now used, unfortunately, by Dylan Stormroof to kill 9 innocent victims in defense of white supremacy. Let's hope 150 years is finally the end of this. All right, more from Ken Goldstein in the future.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
One talk show host makes you feel this good. It's Barb Adams.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to America Now. My guest this hour is Stacey L.L. Couch. Her book is Gracious Wild, A Shamanic Journey with Hawks. And Stacey, let's kind of go back now again to your previous career, pretty much, you know, where over the course of the story, we learn how you switch careers. You were a scientist, and then You trained to be a shamanic practitioner. What was this transition like for you?
Yeah, it was rough, definitely, and it didn't happen overnight. It took a couple of years and much gathering of courage over that time, because I really was used to presenting and having a logical, rational, scientific persona to other people, and all of my friends, pretty much all of them initially were scientists themselves. So I couldn't just come straight out and say, well, I'm falling in love with this spiritual practice called shamanism, and more of my life is being taken over by that. It actually happened slowly over time. At first, I started sharing it with family, a couple family members I was close with, and then I found a few friends, and we started gathering together once a month and sharing our experiences, our mystical experiences with each other. And soon over time, enough of it grew, and I was still in love with it, so we ended up moving halfway across the country so that I could go to a shamanic art school. So it did help that I was moving away from the community, so I had to start fresh anyways with a new group of friends, and then it also helped that I was going into a community of other students looking to learn about shamanism, so I kind of had a family set up when I moved. That worked really well for me.
You know, as a wildlife biologist myself, I found myself, when I would be out in nature, it eased my journey into it. I was able to kind of incorporate both. Do you feel something was missing, though, for you in your career as a biologist that left you looking for something more?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I loved being able to explain the mechanics of especially ecology. I've in love with looking at all of the ways that things are interconnected and food webs and food chains. And there was still, I would feel this greatness behind that explanation. There was more power behind it or more substance behind it than just the surface of what I could explain from the five senses. And that was this connection to spirit and the connection to the soul in nature. When I was out in nature by myself, like you, I really was able to see and feel it all, but I had no framework for explaining that or relating that in the human world, and I felt an urge to bring that back into the world with people, because I was really wanting change to happen in people so that the natural world would have more protection and we would conserve more. And so that question was still unanswered for me. How am I going to make a difference in society so that people feel more compelled and feel more connected with the natural world and care for it more?
So how can spending time in nature then open other people up to these unseen realms, Stacy?
Well, there is the big piece of awareness. That's always the start of any spiritual path. It's starting to become aware of things beyond just the immediate. We think constantly throughout our day about things that only involve us, what we're going to get done, our to-do list, what people expect of us, what we expect of the world. We're kind of wrapped up in our own story all day long. And any spiritual path, really, they encourage you at the start to start opening up and understanding that there's things going on with other people, there's things going on the intuitive level or the unseen level, an energetic way that we may not be picking up on, or that we are but we're ignoring because we're totally caught up in the immediate. So that's where going out into nature really helps, because we start looking around and start coming outside of ourselves and outside of our story and our routine, and we get the chance to see that everything, all these animals and plants and the seasons, all of this is going on without any of our help, and it's just inviting us to come back in and participate in a conscious way.
So, Stacy, the title of your book is Gracious Wild, A Shamanic Journey with Hawks. So let's get to the hawks. Let's talk a little bit about this. How did you encounter the hawks, and how did you end up having the shamanic journey with them?
Initially, it was during my time when I was out on the island. There were some northern harrier hawks that came out to the island and nested there for the first time in recorded history. And they nested right next door to my cabin, so I watched them set up their nests and raise their young and then fledge and feed their young. So I had this really intimate experience with these wild hawks, which was just such a gift. And it's actually not as common of a species of hawk as red tails. So when I eventually left the island and was starting to volunteer at a wildlife rehabilitation center, I was really surprised to see a northern harrier hawk in one of their cages there. She was there as an ambassador bird. She went and did education programs. And so there was this thread. There was one of those synchronicities of, oh, there's that same species of hawk again. There she sits. And so Talia was her name. She's the first one that I share about in Gracious Wild. She and I learned falconry through her, and I was also trying to offer her, doing my best to offer her a consistent handler. She had been lost the person that was caring for her primarily, and so I stepped in to be a steady force in her life. And then later on in the book, Grasha comes onto the scene. She is a red-tailed hawk. She came in as an immature young yearling, and I actually trained her how to work with people and live in captivity. So it was this great exchange going on between me and these hawks of how do we deal with life in captivity as a wild bird, and then also for me, how do I deal with coming out with my authentic self and talking about these things that I necessarily wasn't so comfortable talking about in the first place. So, yeah, it was a really great exchange.
Yeah, Stacy, I think a lot of people need to understand, too, your book isn't about that you claim to know what the birds were actually saying. You know, you weren't anthropomorphizing, but rather this was a spiritual connection, learning to read the messages.
Yeah, I think that is a wonderful, wonderful point. And who knows where that line of anthropomorphism is. I have a very Buddhist, the shamanic practice has a very Buddhist type of belief in animism, that everything is animate, that the whole world has a soul. So for me, there is no difference between.
We'll pick it up on the other side, Stacy. All right.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned. There's more here on America Now with Stacy Couch and Gracious Wild.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendo. Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, it's John Dow Jr., author of the book Heroes, Mentors, and Friends. And you're listening to my hero, mentor, and friend, Barb Adams, on America Now.
All right, everybody, welcome back. My guest this hour, Stacy Couch. We're discussing her book, Gracious Wild, A Shamanic Journey with Hawks. And Stacy, right before the break, you were talking about your viewpoint, about how everything's connected, everything's animate.
Yeah, and everything has a soul. So we were discussing about anthropomorphism and where is that line. And I'm not really sure, because I believe that animals have emotions like us and consciousness like us. So I don't necessarily think I'm projecting human characteristics onto animals by talking about them and about their emotions and their souls and their feelings in the world. But I also don't go into animal communication necessarily in the book. I'm not speaking with the hawks via telepathy. I'm more so reading body language and energy and going with my own intuition and sensations and really working on a more intuitive level with them.
How long did it take you to develop this, Stacy?
The practice of working with the hawks in that way?
Yeah,
well, that was kind of spontaneous. Some days it was there and some days it wasn't. And it was just something that arose. I have a very strong affinity for animals, obviously. So I find that I am more open in their company and more open to other sources, invisible sources of guidance and input. So that, I think that helped me a lot.
You know, I think a lot of people, Stacy, are attracted to hawks, you know, especially the occipiters. What do you think the hawks symbolize as much for you as other people?
Yeah. Well, if we go into different species, they have some very different attributes. But overall, we know hawks, and we think of hawks iconically as those big birds that soar in the sky. And if we look at mythology, both Native American or even Greek mythologies, we see that hawks are messengers of the gods. So they bring us guidance in a symbolic sense, and also if you're looking shamanically in a literal sense, from the heavens, from the angels. I feel in a lot of ways they work as angels before us as well, looking over us, hovering above. We love that idea of being able to soar free and just not even flapping our wings, just have the current of the wind carry us, and trust. There is a great trust in that. Hawks also have incredible vision, so that also symbolically, metaphorically, really speaks to the power of hawks in that they help us be able to get a broad perspective, soar above and get a broad perspective on our life, but also be able to focus in on things that are important to us.
Stacy, let's share a little about a couple of your chapters in the book, about the messages that you took away. One of the last chapters, The Mouthpiece, tells the story of the badly injured hawk that brought you a very somber message. Would you be willing to share some of that story?
Yeah, this goes into why I wrote this book in a more broad, big picture perspective. I was working at the Wildlife Rehabilitation Center as a veterinary technician. So in my free time, I was with the Talia and Grasha, doing training with them and just spending time with them. But during the day, I was working to help countless wildlife that came in, mostly injured by car accidents, collisions with telephone lines, entanglements with fences, all number of things. And this particular day, we had a red-tailed hawk come in that had a badly broken wing and also was missing more than half of her beak. And the thing that was really it was shocking to see a hawk without her beak, with that gone. And then also, when we did the exam on the hawk, she was absolutely emaciated. She had no flesh on her bones at all. And she still stood there staring at us with these really vibrant, fiery, bright eyes, staring us straight in the face. And it was really hard to believe that this hawk was still alive. And that image of her standing there staring at me stuck with me for a number of days. Wow, what does that mean? What was that about? I know a lot of people have had experiences with wildlife and have wondered, what does that mean? And I'm no exception. But it all of a sudden occurred to me a couple days later, she was missing her mouthpiece. And so I actually went on a shamanic journey to learn more about that phrase, mouthpiece, and she's missing her mouthpiece. And the message I ended up receiving from my animal spirit guides was that they were asking me, she was coming as a messenger to ask me to be a mouthpiece for the animals because they no longer could speak for themselves. And at the time, I didn't know the gravity of that request. I knew the gravity of it, but I didn't know what that actually meant literally out in the world. But now, as I'm here talking to you and voicing what the animals can't say or share, I understand more of what that message was.
Yeah, it's a really, as you say, a sombering message, actually, about what's going on in our world. And unfortunately, with that situation, with that story, too, the ending, you know, we have to accept life and death. And it's just all part of this wondrous cycle we are all a part of. So, Stacy, let's talk about this shamanic journey that you went on. You said you went on one to understand the message. What does it feel like to be on a shamanic journey?
I think it's different for everybody, but as my practice has developed, I'm able to access a number of different channels. Usually when we start journeying, we kind of go through one channel, and I was visual at the start. I saw everything in vibrant colors, but I didn't really feel anything, or wasn't necessarily sure I was experiencing everything because I was seeing it like a movie. But now, as I've been doing journeying for years and years now, I really feel sensations in my body. I get strong emotions that come up during the journey, and I'm also seeing everything. I'm hearing things, and on occasion I have the experience to smell a fragrance or two here or there. So it becomes, with practice, just like being in this world, and we're able to access all of our five senses, plus also that sixth sense, that knowing, that inner knowing.
You shared a lot personally in this book as well about what had happened to you in the past. Do you feel that the journeys you took with the Hawks allowed you to go deep within for your own healing, as well as being able to put this in your book so that others may find that healing path as well?
Yeah. I really, these Hawks and all the animals that I met at that Wildlife Rehabilitation Center felt like they were really, they were suffering for various reasons. It's hard for a wild animal to live in captivity. The animals that came in with grievous injuries, they obviously were suffering. And that amount of suffering, just, I got so strongly how much the animals were giving to the story. And that really called me out and showed me that I just knew inside that I couldn't fall short, that I had to meet them there and share my own suffering as well, that that was important for the story. And I think it's helped other people see and be more compassionate with themselves. I've had a lot of people who have read the book come back and share with me that it helped them share their story in one way or another, and I think that's really an important part of it.
Yeah, I think the courage that you learned from working with these animals translated into the courage that it took for you to work on your own transformation and healing, as well as for anybody that reads your book. And again, it's Gracious Wild, A Shamanic Journey with Hawks by Stacy Couch. More to come in the next segment. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home, helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
And now, here's the number one talk show host on Venus, Barb Adams.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to America Now, talking Gracious Wild, a shamanic journey with hawks with my guest, Stacy Couch, tonight. And Stacy, you know, you were talking about the hawks and the animals, how the synchronicity, things kind of showing up again in our lives. And sometimes this happens all of our lives. You know, for me, it's crows, owls, all my life, crows, owls, crows, in very, very personal ways. Even as a child, having literally crows landing on my shoulders when I'd be out in the school play yards. You know, everybody would be freaking out like, oh my gosh. And it just, it's happened all my life. So, you know, I think I didn't have a choice about what I was going to start my career as. But, you know, but they're still there for me. And you share in your book how certain animals will show up over and over again, both in waking life and in their dream states. Talk about this.
Yeah. That's what I mean when I say they're talking to us all of the time. We're just not listening. And you were, it sounds like. You followed the path for sure, but a lot of people, they're not listening, or they're not trusting that experience. And because it's not something that is valued in our culture, unfortunately. But yeah, really, there are times, and it ebbs and flows. There are times in my life where I have all sorts of animals showing up over and over, and the same animal over and over again. And then they'll just be kind of a quiet little lull where I'll see animals, but it's not this in your face, like having a crow on your shoulder. But that's, yeah, I think that we need to pay attention when the messages start coming in really strong, because there's a lot of wisdom we can gain by that. And there's a lot of places where folks can go to learn more about what the message might be. My website's one of those, wildgratitude.com. I have a whole spirit animal library on there where I give interpretations of different animals, and I'm adding to it regularly. So if people join my newsletter, they'll get in their inbox a different interpretation of an animal every week. So that's one way that I'm giving back and helping the animals' messages get out there. But yeah, this work is so rich and so deep. I just love it.
So what are some of the ways then that the spirit animals actually communicate with us, Stacy?
Oh, all sorts of different ways. You've mentioned a few already. Dreams is one of them. I had somebody contact me this week. She dreamt about a raccoon out on a limb and wasn't sure what to make of that, so we talked through that together. and then they also come to us in waking life. Is it does the animal actually know that they are the one bringing the message? I'm not sure that that is always the case, but I definitely at least believe that the spirit animal, which is like a guardian angel to us, coordinates and schedules the meeting so that that animal is going about their day and we're going about our day, and we just happen to cross paths at that moment. So that's another way. And then the way that encounter happens and also the power of that particular animal is what the message is. And then shamanic journeys is definitely another way that we can receive messages from animals.
So how do you think being open to these spirit messages from the animals can provide life-changing guidance for us, Stacy?
Oh, I have changed my course or stayed my course many a time because of a message from an animal. One in particular is last year I just was starting out with some new projects and was already starting to get exhausted because I was putting out a lot of effort and not receiving a lot of input or a lot of reward back yet from the projects I was doing, and I was starting to run out of steam. And I was feeling like I might give up on these projects. And I live in southwest Colorado near Pagosa Springs in the mountains, and I have a little bit of acreage and a smaller fenced pasture where my horses are. And around this time, a cow elk, jumped our fence into our small horse pasture when there's all this open wilderness around us, and she died there. I don't know if she had a heart attack or she had some sort of illness. We couldn't tell why she had passed away, but we found her in our pasture. And when I did some research on what elk medicine is, it's very much about stamina. And I took that message really seriously because I feel like the elk had been led out of her way and lost her life in my path to bring me that message. And so I decided to stay the course and keep with the projects that I was on. And it gave me almost a renewed commitment to have received her message. And I'm glad that I did keep on.
Yeah, it's really important, I think, that we do allow and try to understand these messages, Stacy. So with all that said, can anyone access the shamanic wisdom then?
Oh, yeah. I teach people of all ages, both genders, all faiths, to be able to do shamanic journeys. And so the shamanic journeys are a really direct way to access shamanic wisdom, but even like we've been talking here this evening about the ability to just start to understand the guidance or the message that the animal has, that is a very shamanic practice. So I feel like all of us have the capacity for connecting with nature in this deeper way.
So you truly believe then, obviously, then the hawks and all the other animals that have come into your life have all come in for a very specific reason then.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And people too. It's not just the animals. I think once we understand that we're all connected and that we're all entering each other's lives for reasons.
That's a brilliant, brilliant point, is that we have soul contracts with people and with animals in which we're meant to meet in this life to do some sort of work together and to help each other learn or grow in a certain way. So, yeah, I love that you bring that up.
Yeah, and sometimes the lessons can be a little hard, a little sad at times. But,
yeah.
You know, if we can hold that it's all a gift and keep looking at it that way, it's all good, it's all good. So, Stacy, you know, we've got a few minutes left. What else would you like to say? Some final thoughts about all of this.
Yeah, well, I would really like to share with people that I do shamanic healing work long distance by phone. So I work with people all over the country. And so that is always an option if people are looking to go deeper and learn more, not only about shamanism, but about their own spiritual path. That is a really great way. And I also teach workshops here in Colorado and down in New Mexico as well. I'll be in Boulder, Colorado this fall, and that's all on my website. So there's just so many different ways, depending on where you're at, where your listeners are at in their practice, for them to start engaging with this more. It's for those people that have a strong connection with the natural world and are looking to move deeper into their spiritual practice, this is a great way to go.
Yeah, so have you had a lot of reactions from people who have been reading your book, Gracious Wild?
I have, yeah. A lot of people are just, it's so wonderful to receive such beautiful feedback from people and hear their stories. That's the most important thing, I think, is that they are starting to share their stories of how they're connecting with wildlife. It's really filling one of the dreams that I had for it in the way that the animals' messages are starting to be heard and recognized now.
Yeah, we can all grow by sharing, can't we?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Again, your website is wildgratitude.com. And, Stacy, where can people get the book?
Yeah, it's available anywhere books are sold, definitely on Amazon. But if you're in the bookstore proponent, they'll be able to order it if they don't have it on the shelf.
What do you feel was the most important thing you learned throughout all of this for yourself?
How to live authentically and in congruence with my true self. And also, yeah, it's hard to boil it down to one, but I've really, my connection with Source, with the divine, it just continues to deepen through this work. And I am incredibly grateful for that because it helps me weather hardships much easier than I was able to before.
Yeah, really important. And I think that's the whole point of a life, isn't it? That we find our authentic self and our purpose for why we're here. Stacy, thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's been a pleasure. And again, everyone, the book is Gracious Wild, A Shamanic Journey with Hawks by Stacy L. L. Couch, C-O-U-C-H. All right, thanks for listening. Good night.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.